So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kweze kuseni mthwakazi omuhle ngolwesibili saka 13 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama ngontungamili Nkomo. Enzi hamba pambili.
Yama ngalisa ukuthi ubone izweli America liyibuya lingenela endaweni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo.
Ele Melika selethe seyindodana kamongameli Emerson Mnangagwa. U-Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwashita Gwirei libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo.
Umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu iAmerika ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba yizinto ezimbili kuyo.
Uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugcilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika. Owe-US Africa Summit obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eWashington DC. Ihlandla lama-semifinals awe-FIFA World Cup liqala namuhla ngomdlalo ophakathi kwe-Argentina le-Croatia. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhulumende waseMelika izolo wethese indodana kamongameli Emerson Mnangagwa, u-Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwashita Gwirei uSandra Mpunga izijeziso zenotho esithi ababili laba benza imisebenzi yenkohlakalo i-corruption. Ugatsha lukahulumende weMelika olwe-Office of Foreign Assets Control i-OFAC lwazise ukuthi uMnangagwa Jr. lo mkata Gwirei bafakelwe izijeziso lezi ndawonye lonqobile Magwizi lo Obey Chimuka kanye lamankampani amabili lobudlelwano lota Gwirei abalisa Fossil Agro kanye le Fossil Contracting. Izijeziso lezi zandulele umhlangano omkhulu ophakathi kukamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Joe Biden labakhokheli bamazwe yase-Afrika owe-US Africa Summit oqala namuhla khonapha eWashington DC. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga kulomhlangano ngoba ungomunye wamalunga e-ZANU-PF afakelwa izijeziso zenotho nguhulumende waseMelika ebethesa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kaZulu. UMnumzana Kulakwashita Gwirei ongumnikazi wenkampani yeSakunda Holdings njalo engumngane kamongameli Mnangagwa yena wetheswa izijeziso ngo-2020. EleMelika lazise njalo ukuthi selesule amabizo amanye amalunga ezanu-PF alitshumi lasikhombisa 17. Kuluhlu lwalo lwezijeziso abalisa uMnumzana Rugare Kumbo, u-Ignatius Chombo, Nicholas Koche labanye. Sixoxele siphathamandla sebandla le-Triple C eMelika uMnumzana Tim Moringayi.
I-America lokhu iqhubeka ngendaba yabo yama-sanctions, thina we have nothing to do with it. U-champion in chief uChamisa wakhuluma ngakho wathi ama-sanctions umele ahambe, but i-America layo ibone ngantha kuqakathekile abakwenzayo.
Ithi njalo iMelika abantu laba baphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo esingathi yi-corruption. Okuludaba lani elihlala likhala ngalo ukuthi inkohlakalo ivelela kakhulu kuhulumende, lingathini ngalokho?
Hayi, njengoba ngikhulume kuqala laphana ngisithi mina iAmerika layo ifaka izijeziso after sebebona ukuthi inkohlakalo ihamba kanjani. So thina njenge-Triple C saqala sikhuluma from the beginning ukuthi ama-sanctions umele akhitshwe, but ma bebone kuqakathekile ukuthi bafake njenge-Amerika, hhayi thina siyaphonga ukukhangela lathi sibone ukuthi kuhamba njani.
Abe Zanu PF ubona bathu kuthele bathi izijeziso lezi ziveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende weMelika akazimiselanga ukuvuselela ubudlelwano bakhe leZimbabwe. Ungathini ngalokho?
Mina ngithi mina ma sifuna ukukhangela ukuthi izikonomi masikhangela ngendaba zeikonomi zamazwe wonke jikelela emhlabeni lapha bahamba through iAmelika noma kuyifinance, i-financial transactions, i-New York Stock Exchange. So ma iZimbabwe layo ifuna ukukonsidwa, kumele ikhangele ukuthi izijeziso lezi zivela ngaphi, kuye bangazilungisa njani. Thina asilandaba lakho lokhu siyi-CCC, ngoba thina sabatshela sathi kumele babone labo ukuthi bayihambisa njani indaba leyo, ukuthi balungise izinto okumele iAmelika ikhiphe izijeziso.
Yona iZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi phakathi kwemizamo yokulungisa ubudlelwano bayo leMelika lamanye amazwe eyangentshonalanga esingathi ngama Western countries. Ngemva kwezijeziso lezi, ubona iZimbabwe iqhubeka yini izama ukudlelana lamazwe la ikakhulu iMelika, kumbe la izahle ikhalale iqalise ukwenza okwayo?
Into ehluphayo kathesi mnumzana Nkomo ikuthi we are a small world. We are connected, interconnected amazwe wonke. Imali zonke la ma-financial transactions adlula through iAmelika. So ukuthi iZimbabwe layo izonde ithi siyenze izinto zayo, bawuzama khonoko since 2001 befakelwa izijeziso, akukasebenzi. Siyabona ukuthi kathesi sokuafekta labantu abathengisa amatamatisi ezitradeni eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC khonapha eMelika. Sixoxe njalo lelunga lezano PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma, yena osole kakhulu lezi zijeziso.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe le-America libuya lingenela endabeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo. Ngoba mina bengibona engazathi lobo sokufanana nokuthi kona usungena emzini womuntu, ngoba wena mhlawumbe uzibona uneziqwanga ezokuthi uyakwazi ukungena lapho ufuna khona, kukanti akumelanga kube yinto enjalo. Mina bengiqala ukuthi kona babekhangele izinto ababezikhangele ezingakho lobo komhlabathi nokunye lobo, kodwa nxasebeze kukhata njengokuthi kona kathi sebethethe unkosikazi katabhile nomntana kamongameli babafaka khonapho. Lakhe kahle pho abafuna ukujeziswa kuyini, njalo kunceda ngani, kusiza njani njengelizwe leZimbabwe? Sokubhekisa nje ukuthi hayi abantu nje abafuna ukujengisela iziqhwala zabo phezu kwabanye abantu.
IMelika baba Chuma ithi abantu laba baphatheka kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo, yikho nje befakwe kuzijeziso lezi, ikakhulu ekuthiwa badlelana lobaba uTagwirei. IMelika ethi ngumuntu okhohlakeleyo kakhulu.
Umnumzana uTagwirei siye sambona, ngiyabona ebeku-graduation ceremony esolusi university, echasisa ukuhamba kwakhe ikhampani ubana yakuqala njani njalo ngowapha umnyaka engakephambalisi. Ngiyabona wathi ngo-2001 ne-2003 ekhula waze wafaka indlu yakhe, wathengisa indlu yakhe ukuthi akhulisele ibhizinisi yakhe, wakhulekeseya phambili. Mina bengicabanga ukuthi kona abantu abanjenge-America ekhuluma nge-democracy njalo lokuthi umuntu nxa ethiwa wona uwonile uqala ahanjiswe emthethandaba andibana ukuthi yozoba yiwomile, but umuntu uyaprecharge lina afake kuhle phambi komthethandaba. Pho bona nxa bezakhuluma ngokuthi bona oTagwirei labona labo unkosikazi wakhe labo bayenza i-corruption eyinto esingakayiboni thina lapha, ngoba even ama-courts ethu asike zatawule ekhona esikayo yamtraya genezi yambamba ukuthi yenze ulutho olubi.
Ungathi izijeziso lezo kwengezwa kwazo kuthiya imizamo yeZimbabwe leMelika zokuthi zivuselele ubudlelwano ingapi?
yalimaza kakhulu sibili ngoba angiyabona umongameli welizwe uthethe isinqumo sokuthi bona iZimbabwe izaba umngami wamazwe wonke, ayifuni ukuthi ibe nesitha ngitshela sinye. Yikho ubona ethethe uhlelo lalolo lokuthi bona engend and re-engend. Xa ngithi engend sithi abanye mhlawumbe bethi ngazani nabo sidinge ubudlelwane nabo. I-re-engagement ilabo ebevele sizwalana nabo kodwa sagqina sesingasazwanani. So sifuna ukuthi sibuyele bakithi mayoyo asikhulumeni umlotha sibuyele sisizwane njalo njengakhulumi besikwenza makuqala. Manje pho laba sebetengisa-ke lokwana thithi ngesingizi i-big brother mentality yokukhuluma nje yibhuli inoloko lokwana nje ukuthi wena ufuna ukuhlukumeza njeti utengisele kona wena ulamandla ukuthi ungayenza ngitsho la yini oyithandayo.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma ulilunga lebandla lezano PF sixoxela ekobulawayo. Kusenjalo uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugxilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika obizwe ngumongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden. UBiden uzahlangana labakhokheli bamazwe e-Afrika laba khonapha eWashington DC bekhulumisana ngokuchiyeneyo okugoqela amabhizimusi. Umongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga ngoba wetheswa izijeziso yiMelika isithi akahloniphi amalungelo kaZulu. IZimbabwe izamelwa ngumphathintambo wayo obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Frederick Shaba emhlanganweni lo. Ngokuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqakatheke kubani. Ungabe uqakatheke kuwona ama-Afrika noma uqakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni? Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela akade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology, yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa. Kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano-ke, uBiden uzama-ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu ebeselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Baba uNkomo akekho kulo mhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho yiMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa u-Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lo nkosikazi kaKulakwashita Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando wokuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisitizizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano. Ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala bamNkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigqize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona-ke ukuthi la e-Afrika kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakhe ubudlelwano nawo
singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, oKenya, sibungeno Zambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala iAmerica ebheke kuwona. Kodwa ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi iAmerica, sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugculisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela sibonile izano ithaya abantu ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo uhlaziya ezombusaswe. Sixoxela ekwele South Africa. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. iNewsday ithi ugatsha lwezempilakahle solulaye abongi ukuthi baye emhlanganweni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eHarare kusasa ozaqhutshwa phansi kwendikimba ethi nyika inobakwaneveni bayo kumbe ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi. iChronicle ithi uhulumende weZimbabwe uqaphe isimo kwezempilakahle kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhakha omutsha we-COVID-19 kwele Botswana. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7 linjani, linjani wasakazi wethu lesazwe indawo zeZimbabwe ezingathathi hlangothi. Angilankani ngento eyenziwe nguChiwenga. UChiwenga akalanhloni sibili. Esuka khona lekibi emashonalende siyavulisa isibhedlele ematipland siyakhiwe ngabantwana besigaba. Abantwana besigaba bazakhele beyakhela abadala babo. So uChiwenga sezovulisa isibhedlele leso ezoqhatsha abantu bakibo khona ngale bavele emashonalende. Akulungakho lokho yena abakwenza uChiwenga. Akulunga ngampela. Ikliniki le bekumele ukuthi ivulwe ngomasebhu abesigaba ngoba into le yenziwe abantu babo. Wona uChiwenga uma efuna ukuvula ikliniki kaba yakhe iyabo iklinika behambe beyivulela abantu nje uhulumeni, nanti batu bahulumeni wabantu. Kati manje mabe uhulumeni wabantu, wabantu bazakhela njani noma clinic ona bekhona. It's not fair, it's not fair. UChiwenga ukuthi nje abantu abangalandloni kabayangeki. Umuntu wakhona yapho ngokuvela ebantwini nje into engayakhanga nguwe vele kadingeki, kade ngadingeki uChiwenga. Kade sibahle baze baqeda inyama baqeda ezakhamiza izinyama esuka khona le eHarare soqedela abantu baseplumtree inyama yabo shuwa la masochable uChiwenga. Hayi hayi zinuke nabakwaba abantu bemashona lady. Hawu, hawu okunye kuyayangisa manje.
Msakazi ngibingelele msakazi wami omuhle labalaleli bonke linjani basakazi bethu okhuluma ngesijumba msakazi. Bengithi lami ngeke ngiphawule loludaba lolu lama MPs lawo athola imali ezinkulu kangako abantu behlupheka. Sazi labo lawo ma MP lawa kusibo bantu okufanele ukuthi bamela abantu ngoba buka ke bathatha leyo mali begijimisa ukwakha izindlu zabo bakhohle ukuthi bathethe imali yelive. Ngabe bathatha leyo mali bavule amaplazi kulinywe loba amatamatisi loba yini ezwenza abantu bakwazi ukuthola umsebenzi abantu baselizweni ilizwe lakhiwe. So kuyacaca ukuthi lokho ngabantu nje abafuna ukuzidlela abafuna ukudla esiswini sabo kuphela abamelanga abantu. So abafunakala abantu abanjalo kuyimi engibaphethe vele bengiyase mbaxotshe same time hayi ukuthi mhlawumbe bengizothini abafanelanga kumela abantu labo msakazi. Imali msakazi ayinikezwe abantu abasebenza ngaphandle kwelizwe yibo abantu abazoza leplan yokakhilizwe yibo abantu abalomqondo wokusebenza abangeke bathathe imali bayidlalise. Mina ngokubona kwami lawa ama MP kuyafana lemali lama 15,000 esezwa kuthiwa anikezwa ama overdraft kudala benzani ngayo.
Selibonani basazi beStudio 7. Siyalibingelela njalo boChris Gandhi labontunga mini Nkomo ngomsebenzi omuhleli wenzayo lapho. Hayi sithanda ukubonga imibuzo elibuzo okubaba Gahule yababuza impela ngecorruption esezweni uyafuna ukuphendula laphana uyezwakala ngemali leyo kuthiwa kumele ube namaplazi kulungisenile ukuze ngezelelwe ugesi ngendaba zamasola kumbe ezomoya kanjani njani kuyezwakala impela ukuthi kule mali ezafakwa lapho kodwa kulabantu abakhathihiwa ngoba ngubani. Mawungakhumbula ukuthi uzibuse simthethe nini, kwenzakaleni, kwenzakalani, ngikuwe khuluma baba lapho ukuthi umgwaqo uyasala ingaphelanga, amadama asala engaphelanga kubangelwa yini. Ma uthi uyabheka ngiyakuzwela linganisele South Africa ukuthi Eskom nayo iyahlupheka ngogesi. Yes, of course, South Africa into zangikhona beziphilwa lona leyo mpilo ebiphilwa khona lapho kubozana ukuthi yes, into eyimfihlo. Kodwa kuthe sokuqala ukuvela ababona babona ukuthi kune-corruption, bayababhedulula babashiye babachayile, lini elingavumi ukukhulunywa kwenu kuyesabeka. Ma umongameli walapha eSouth Africa le mali engange-20 engaba ama-millions amadola ajontshwe endlini. What about lina khona ngapho elingafuni ukukhulunywa, lingafuni ukusolwa, lile malini ke lina? Izimali nazo ziyaphuma ama-500 million okuthiwa amagranti la anikezwa wona ama-ministers, kanti kaasebenzi ama-ministers wona lawo? Asebenzi na, umbuzo lokuthi abasebenzini imali yonke lengaka. Ezibhedlela kunamithi akulalutho, ezikolweni siyanikezwa ukuthiwa sizithengele amabhuku, kodwa bona umnanga wakho abathi befundisa abantu babo izinto bebezihole esikolweni.
Nibone Studio 7, sinibone ninjani na? Hayi, nami ngiyaphila. Sibona nje kuyaluyalu
obezwe lakithi.
Kunento njengibuza eyodwa kubantu laba abayemukele i-40,000. Yebo, ye imali ye-fraud leyo. Into engiyibuzayo ukuthi kati i-government yake yaba nemali kumbe imali abantu abakulona i-bank. So lapha kulombuzo onzima kimi engizibuza wona ukuthi hawu kati uhamba njani iZimbabwe sile bank kumbe i-reserve bank yiyo eboleka abantu imali yokuthiwa ngiyakulona. So le mali le ebalelwa izandla ile problem. So ke into engizama ukuyichazisela abantu lapha ukuthi hayi, lapha abantu laba abayemukela imali sebeyemukela imali ngendlela engayisiyo, ngoba ayila bank statement ukuthi imali ngithole ebank kwahamba kanje kanje kanje. So enye into engizama ukuyifaka lapha ukuthi ama-MPs bengazami ukuzidefenda ngento engalawo msebenzi, bona bariseve imali yokusela.
Ngiye ngithi ukulibingelela abalaleli nabasakazi be-Studio 7. Eyi, nami ngithi inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu ngalo ubaba abawuthi umgawule lowo. Mina ngenze ngifise nje ngize ngihambisane lomunye ubaba kwakhuluma wathi imali yabe liswelo kokuthi lifake umuntu ongakhuluma lani khulumela izanu, ngalula lifake izinja nje zikhonkothe than kufake ugawule. Ugawule into ayikhuluma akayazi ukuthi umi kuphi, akakwazi vele. Singamfanisa sithi ngumalulwane nje ukuthi kuyaphapha inyoni, kodwa ungakubheka kahle ligundwane, isinanakazana, akaqedakali ukuthi yena umi kuphi, ugawule unjani.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, ungasithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi ibandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC lisungula umhlangano walo wokukhetha abakhokheli abatsha kuliviki ngesikhathi lisehla kakhulu inani labantu abasekela leli bandla. Umsakazo munye uthi umongameli wakwele Russia umnumzana Vladimir Putin kasoze aqhube umhlangano wakhe avame ukuwenza ephendula imibuzo yentatheli zindaba lonyaka. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi uPutin ehluleke ukwenza lomhlangano phakathi kweminyaka elithumi edluleyo. Isizathu asaziwa. Kodwa lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia liphakathi kokulwisana lele Ukraine. Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7 Uze konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022. Sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar. Ihlandla lamasemifinals omncintiswano weFIFA World Cup lisungulwa namuhla kwele Qatar. Ngomdlalo ophakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. IMorocco eyilolodwa iqembu laseAfrika eselisele kwimidlalo idlala leFrance kusasa. Kubika intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisaswanda.
IMorocco edume igama lokuthi the Atlas Lions igengule iPortugal 1-0 emdlalweni wabo wama-quarterfinals benza imbali enkulu ngoba kungela qembu leAfrika elake lafika kulesi sibanga. Mnumzana Thulani Ndlovu uthi imidlalo yalo nyaka ibe simanga ngoba kade kungela muntu obekhalele impumela ezikhona manje.
Khanye ngathi ngokwenzakala kwakhona kuzathatha itimu engazake ithathe lapha ngokubona kwami. Khangelela uChrissy idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu. The Morocco la ingathi seduzana phela uqala sasikwazi vele Spain baba phakathi Brazil baba nomubuyeli World Cup iqalisa nje uyabukwazi ukucinga ukuthi ku Spain le Brazil lapho Argentina amabhethi vele asenze sangaboni into World Cup ngoba I think imenzi ngeli iporanti bukele ka one
okufakazwa ngesinye njalo esakamiza kobulawa uNico Khumalo.
Hawu uyabona le World Cup le ibhutiyanti itricky kodwa definitely iArgentina ngibona izathatha ngoba anti uyabona iArgentina ngehistory even if they start slow they get stronger with every stage they get to and then again Messi is the driving force because he needs to set he needs to equal Maradona's status by winning at least the World Cup. He has won everything.
Santo Dube uthi iqembu leMorocco yilo lizothatha inkezo ye World Cup.
Asiyesabo olokuzena uMessi. Hayi akula ndaba nabo Messi. Modern dlala iBorussia ground yonke sidlalela mnandi. Namanye ama teammates akhe basapota na kuhle sibi. Croatia versus Morocco final.
Isithatha Croatia.
Isithatha Croatia. First African team uyangena ku final. Morocco. Ba ama team amakhulu nalawa utothwa kulabo German labo bani bahle bephume masinya sesadina wabo Brazil labo German ni dominance yabo.
Umnumzana Matuseli Dlamini wempophoma ngomunye wabathi ngeke babhejele imidlalo le futhi.
Lapha yi 50-50 tisa lapha any team ingathatha. But ngaba le upper hand mboni France ingathatha.
Argentina la Messi.
Strike force ilayo but kwezinye ama departments amanye hayi ngani yale kare.
Abesifazane abakhuthazwa ngudokotela uSindi ukuthi bangahluphani labo mkabo nxa befuna ukubukela ibhola kumabonakude.
Ukuthi kube mnandi endlini ngaleso sikhathi so kumele mama umsupport ubaba mayithanda ibhola kungaba ngiremote ukuthi wena usufuna ukubukela lokhana lalokhana umsupport ngoba iWorld Cup is just for a short time iyadlula kodwa amasobi aphele ahlele khona. Ngizithandela nje ama teammates eAfrica lapha but sengilahliswe eSenegal leGhana ndahlisile kodwa hayi ithemba lami sengikhangelele yona iMorocco.
Kodwa mama kumasemifinals iqembu leCroatia lingilana lele Argentina kodwa ngolesithathu ebusuku iMorocco idlala leFrance. Amaqembu amabili anqoba kulimdlalo azadibana ngesonto kubangwa inkezo yeWorld Cup ka-2022 eQatar. Ngimele Studio 7 igama lomngezo Jesus Bank.
Sibonge ijaha elidala uEzra Chisaswanda singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Elemelika selethese indodana kamongameli Emerson Mnangagwa uEmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho ndawonye lonkosikazi kakula kwashetagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo. Uqala namhla umhlangano wokugxilisa wobudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eMelika. Ihlandla lama semifinals awe FIFA Soccer World Cup liqala namhlanje umdlalo phakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. Kwanele mthwakazo omuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-half past 7 na asibeni sonke kwezekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-half past 6. Yimi uNtungamilinkomo litshone kuhle.